Toronto Zoomer Radio, always the original greatest hits, the Beach Boys and April Wine on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Pressure is the newest stage hit from our friends at Mirvish Productions. Let me treetop the storyline for you. D-Day, June 1944, the Allied forces led by General Eisenhower are poised to launch. 350,000 lives are at stake, and the decision of whether to attack comes down to the most important weather forecast of all time. Our very special guest plays meteorologist Captain James Stagg, who holds that most important weather forecast. Award-winning British actor Kevin Doyle, also star of the massive hit TV series Downton Abbey, joins Janie and me now. Great to have you here, Kevin.
Nice to be with you. Thank you.
Hi, Kevin. Welcome to Toronto.
Thank you. I'm so looking forward to Friday and experiencing minus 22 degrees.
Oh, yeah. It's a good time.
Oh,
it's
yes.
A good time.
Yeah, join the club.
I bought some gloves and I brought a hat with me.
Oh, good. So, Kevin, what really impressed me, I did see the opening day performance on Sunday, in addition to the acting and the storyline, was the costuming and set design. So when the lights are out, the audience is transported to 1944. Talk to us about the staging and how it is so reflective of that era.
Well, you kind of sort of summed up the story, really. It's the eve of D-Day, and all the top generals are gathered because there are 7,000 naval vessels about to come together to cross the Channel and to liberate Europe. That's the hope. And there are 350,000 men on those vessels waiting to be transported over. And as you said, it all depends on probably the most important weather forecast in history. And there's a bit of a dispute between a couple of meteorologists, an American and a British one, about what the weather is going to be like. And and the decision that General Eisenhower makes is which one to put his faith in. And if he gets it wrong, I would suggest that the course of world history changes. I think it's as important as that. Hopefully it's not too technical, all the information that's imparted. There's some visual aids. There's an enormous chart, weather chart, which I think helps to sort of tell the story and to tell the conflict. I'd say that's about it.
So Janie was just sort of mentioning she's fascinated by the staging, so I'm super excited about that too. As an actor, does it transport you back to that time, Kevin?
In a way, I suppose. I mean, it's all pretend, isn't it?
Isn't everything, though, really?
If you sort of step back 10 yards, you're in the back of the Royal Alex Theatre. So it's sort of it's a suspension of disbelief, I suppose. It's such a strange thing to do for a living, isn't it? To dress up in somebody else's costume and to go out in front of 900 people and hope nothing goes wrong.
Right.
What a strange way to earn a living.
Well, nothing went wrong on Sunday. And no. As we're all discussing here, it's the true story about the delaying of D-Day, because it was originally supposed to be on June 5th, but ultimately happened on June 6th. But what about the subplots affecting your character and your assistant's character? Are those real stories, or were those just to enhance?
It's all true.
Yeah.
That's what kind of compelled me to do the show, really. I just thought it was an extraordinary story which very few people knew about. So not only is this man under an enormous amount of pressure to get the facts right and to sort of make sure that they're listened to, but he's also under an enormous amount of personal pressure at home. I won't reveal all that happens, but so he's got pressure coming from all sides, really. It's all the characters that you see on stage are real, and they lived those lives.
The show was a hit in London's West End, and so now it's here in Toronto. I know that you didn't play the character in London's West End. I think the writer actually played
the
character.
Yeah.
So here, compared to home, how what are the audiences like? Are they different? Are we all reacting to the same things? Tell us about that.
I imagine they are different. As you said, I didn't perform this back in Britain, but the reaction has been fantastic, actually. He's really enthusiastic. And there are several references to Canada in it. But there's a moment towards the end of the play when Eisenhower sort of talks about the human cost on D-Day, and you know what happened at Omaha Beach and those various beaches along the way of Normandy, and you can kind of there's this kind of a palpable sensation that I feel on stage coming from the audience, because clearly there are people in the audience who have relatives who were involved in those sort of traumatic days. So that's quite unique. So I'm so pleased that I'm here to do it in Toronto.
Our guest is Kevin Doyle, who plays meteorologist Captain James Stagg in the hit Mirvish production Pressure, on now through March the 5th at the Royal Alex. Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy your time in our beautiful city. Have you had a chance to enjoy any time in our beautiful city?
Yes, I've been walking around every day. It's absolutely stunning. I love this place.
Oh, that's
I love
nice.
It. That's nice of you to say. Thanks again for your time.
Thank you.